You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price.
All right, you're all good.
This is Don West here, and I'm telling you, Knockouts and Three Counts is the podcast, baby. Make sure that's the one you check out, because, buddy, like me, they're the real deal, baby.
This is Jake the Snake Roberts. Just letting you know, you need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts, or you'll see that damn snake again.
This is the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, a.k.a. Shane T. Boy, the baddest champion you've ever seen, boy. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. As you can see, you've got the other Kyle in studio with me, along with Kevin. Before we get to our special guest tonight, everybody throw your social medias out real quick. Kev, you first.
All right. On Instagram and Twitter, it's _ main 80s. Can you hear me?
Oh. Come on, Rant. Kyle, you get your shit out.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos, KAYOS. You can also find my other show, Wakanda Podcast Is This, WAKINDA Podcast Is This, everywhere on every platform you listen to podcasts.
Dev, throw your social medias out real quick.
You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News page on Facebook and listen to me every day, Monday through Friday at 12:05 Central Time. It'll be 1:05 Eastern Time on our channel right here, where I talk about various topics.
Kev.
All right, on Instagram and Twitter, it's _ made in the 80s. On Facebook, it's Kevin D. Russ. And like Devin said, subscribe to the Reality Era News page.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. Make sure you're following the show at KO3C Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and Knockouts and Three Counts on YouTube. Without any further ado, we've got a very special guest on the line with us. We've got one of the hot young stars of Evolve. We've got Mr. Stephen Wolf with you. How you doing, brother, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing tonight?
Not too bad, brother. Could you throw out your social media? Let everybody know where they can find you.
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, actually. It's all at Stephen Wolf 309. I try to make it as easy as possible. Stephen with PH, so like STEPHENWOLF 309.
So full disclosure, when Bonjour hit us up about the interview and all that, I'm like, let me make sure whether it's Steven or Stefan, because I'm like, I would feel like a real asshole.
Oh, yeah. If you would have said Stefan, I'd immediately just hung up the phone. Listen. And just like, went about my act.
What, I would have said the villains of Justice League?
Dude, you know how hard it is to vanity search myself? It is so hard to vanity search just because I'm like, I get Steppenwolf and I get... from Justice League and the band. I'm just like, man, I don't see what people are saying about me. So, it's ridiculous.
So that was...
Speaking of full disclosure, so earlier today I put up a watch party on Facebook of Stephen Wolf highlights and stuff like that. So as I was going through the list, I'm like, who is this band, Stephen Wolf? Like, who is this? I'm like, I almost mistakenly put a couple of their videos in there, but I got them out of there.
Yeah, dude, you have to like be real specific. Stephen Wolf wrestler. Whenever he's like trying to search me,
so I totally had that. I had that exact same thing happen because the first thing that popped up when I searched your name is Steppenwolf. Mm-hmm. We all did. That's all the last thing in our fucking search bar.
Well, maybe right, get some of their history too, so you can actually get some older fans to come in and get hip to your wrestling.
Right. Exactly.
So before we get into...
I try to wrestle for everybody.
That's what I was just about to get into. So before we get into everything with Evolve, man, give us a little bit of a background as to, you know, what got you into wrestling? How'd you get your start? Let everybody know a little bit about your background.
I grew up watching wrestling. Like every Monday night, I'd sit around the TV with my grandma, and we just cheer on the good guys, cheer on the bad guys. She loved The Rock and John Cena, and every pay per view she'd order it, and we just hang out, dude. It was amazing, and she always told me to go follow your dreams. And I'm like, well, my dream's always been a WWE superstar or be a Power Ranger, and one's impossible, so might as well try to get in the WWE, right? And I got my start actually. I was in college, and then I dropped out because I'm horrible at like sitting in a desk. And I was actually working at Toys R Us, and I picked up a shift, and a dude came in and ironically bought a Power Ranger toy. I was like, oh yeah, I like Power Rangers, da 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 da. And then he got into like the fact, he's like, oh, I also collect like wrestling action figures. I was like, oh, dude, I love wrestling. And we're literally talking in the middle of this Toys R Us, like 9 o'clock at night. And he's like, I'm like, oh, I've always wanted to be a wrestler. I thought it'd be so cool. He's like, oh, well, I got a company you want to come try out. And I'm like, what? This is like awesome. So like company turned out to be like this just random little like shindy that was like in like the parking lot of a bar and grill. And I was like, you know, I was like, dude, this is the best thing ever. The first time I got into the ring, though, I completely tripped on the middle rope and landed flat on my face. Most embarrassing thing in the world. Yeah. But just through like meeting people there and like kind of just like kind of getting like a little bit of ring time and whatnot, I actually got onto a show called Dreamwave, which runs out of LaSalle, Illinois. And they're actually having a comeback show on the 26th. It's going to be amazing. But yeah, and I met a lot of like really influential people there, and that's where I met AR Fox, and I had a match with him, and he told me, he's like, you can come down and train with me whenever you want. And I was like, well, I haven't been properly trained yet, so I'm just gonna go down and train with you. So I went down to the WWA 4, which is one of the, actually they're sponsored by Evolve as one of their official training camps, not camps, schools. And yeah, I learned from Air Fox is one of the absolute best. Like, I know he's got like a reputation on the indies of being like a spot monkey and doing crazy stuff, but he's got a psychology like you guys would not believe. It's incredible. And I also went down and trained with Michael Elgin down in his dojo in St. Louis. And I've just been taking every single opportunity I can to get from like seminars here and seminars there with like everybody from like Matt Riddle to Jimmy Jacobs. Like every past time I can like show. Try to learn a little bit. Huh?
Past guest of the show, Jimmy Jacobs.
Mm-hmm. And like, dude, anytime I can like just try to learn something, I try to learn something from like every match, whether it's like what to do or what not to do. Like every single time I try to step in the ring, I try to up my game and like, all right, what can I do better? What can I do this? What can I do that? And that's basically how I've been going through wrestling. It's like, not stuff really falling in my lap, but just like my career starting out was definitely like right place, right time.
So that you gave us a little bit of how you got into wrestling. Obviously you said you started watching with your grandmother. What was it for you that hooked you? Was there anything in specific, or do you remember the specific time where you got into it?
Nothing. I can't remember like a specific time, but like, I always remember like The Rock. His just like charisma and just like his just, you know, him being a rock and like watching guys like Randy Orton being just so flawless and so smooth. And like my favorite guy growing up was Shelton Benjamin. And like one specific time that I can remember that I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. This is like incredible, was at a live show. It was Goldberg versus Triple H, if I remember correctly. Oh. When they were having their feud.
Poor Goldberg.
And I was like up and like, how was up?
I said, poor Goldberg in that feud.
Right, right. But I was like up in the nosebleed sections, man, like just completely way up. And Goldberg hooked Triple H for a jackhammer and he pointed up in the stands. And like, super young me is like, oh, he pointed right at me. He pointed right at me. I know he did. I know he did. And he hit that jackhammer 1, 2, 3. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so incredible. I want to feel like that. I want to have the electricity of the fans, like just like cheering me on. It's going to be so cool. I cannot wait. And then like, you know, I just went about doing what kids do and just like wrestling on a trampoline and like in my basement when I'm supposed to be asleep with my friends and stuff like that. And like, and then unfortunately I got into girls, which always a horrible thing.
I agree.
I wrestled in high school a little bit. Then I had some like family complications and whatnot, and kind of like dropped back from wrestling a little bit. And my plan really at that time was like, I was like, I'm terrible at high school, I'm terrible at school in general. And then actually I talked to a recruiter to get into the Army. And I was actually in the Army for a little bit, and I went to basic training. I was there for like about a month, and then I ended up getting a concussion. And then it's really like, at the time, it really sucked. I was like, this is like my life goal. Like, I want to know, like, this is bullshit. And so they got like my personal records, and they found out that I get migraines. And with the MOS I had, or the job, the military job I had, you couldn't have migraines, because it was like a very like combat oriented MOS. For people that know, it's the 19 Delta Cavalry Scout. And so I got medically discharged, and like, I was so mad. I was like, why? I was like, why? This was like, this is what I wanted to do with my life. Why can't I do this? And because of that happened, I was like, well, I better do what just every other fucking person in the world does, and just go to college, because that's what you're supposed to do at this age. And I was like, well, I need to get a job too, because like, I need money. So that's what, actually when I started working at Toys R Us, and that's when I met the dude. So like, looking back on it now, I'm like, oh, like, God made me get discharged because of the fact that I was meant to be a pro wrestler. Like, no doubt about it in my mind. Like, and right now, like, looking back on it, I'm like, I'm still disappointed that I wouldn't be able to like get in those, at least like finish basic training in that sense. But like, I wouldn't have had it any other way, because like, the way that everything went down, it was meant to be that way, and it's got me to where I am right now.
Dev, you got any questions for our guest?
Yeah, well, you mentioned that you trained with AR Fox, and we had Austin Theory on the show before. He didn't really have too many good things to say about AR Fox. So my question is, like, what is it like training down there with Ayla and AR and the whole crew down there?
Well, like, all the talent down there is like just super hungry, and they want to learn like everything. And Fox, he's willing to teach everything, like literally everything from like headlocks to like how to do a backflip dive, like a Fosbury flop. And like, I actually stayed with him for a time too, like at his place, and like we'd literally like get up, eat, watch wrestling. And so we went to training at four o'clock, and then trained until like 11 o'clock midnight, came back to his place, ate, watch wrestling for the rest of the night. Like, his life is literally wrestling. And there's so many things, good things I could say about AR Fox. And I know you said that Theory didn't have many good things to say to him, but let's be honest, like, Theory's kind of an asshole. He's super kind. He only thinks about himself. But like, honestly, I'm pretty sure he's gonna marry a mirror, because that's the only thing he finds distracts himself. Wow.
Shots
and
fired.
Like, oh,
wow. That was
good. I'm just saying, boys. I call it like I see it.
I ain't mad at you.
But yeah, no. AR Fox is AR Fox is so good, so good.
Kev,
so why didn't you think about putting your two loves together? Why didn't you be a Power Ranger and a wrestler?
Why couldn't you be a Power Ranger?
I got a morpher, man. I got a morpher. I got like the reps are like a legitimate thing. I've said it's morpher time so many times, it just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work. I tried. So I'm like, all right, might as well just be a wrestler. Fuck. Kind of boring, but I guess it'll work. I got the spandex, so it's like,
you're supposed to always be the rare ranger. That's the problem.
Yeah, Green Ranger. Hey, speaking of that, if JDF is listening, do you want to like maybe call him out and mix the two worlds together right now or something? You know, he is a wrestling fan. He has called out wrestlers that have lived in Illinois before. So, you know, there's that symmetry, you know, so.
Man, wrestlers in Illinois, I have no idea who you're talking about on that one. Holy shit. Well, I'm going to say this right now. He's a total badass, but, like, see, him as a person, MMA fighter, total badass. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to fight him. Tommy, on the other hand. Tommy.
The White Ranger's Tommy, the Green Ranger's Tommy.
Because he'd fuck. Tommy would still fuck me up. Like, that's what I'm saying. So no, I'm good with just staying where I'm at and keep my mouth shut and not getting beat up by the green, white, black, red, every fucking color you've ever been Ranger.
So tell us a little bit about you know, you mentioned, you know, your training with AR Fox and things of that nature. You know, give us a little bit of, was it just through Fox how you got into Evolve, and what are your thoughts on being with Evolve, seeing as they, you know, just did their 10th anniversary show on the network and are growing every day? You know, tell us a little bit about how you got to Evolve.
Well, originally I got to I had my first match with Evolve like years ago. I did a Matt Riddle seminar. It was Matt Riddle and Tracy Williams. And they just basically, like, we went through the motions and whatnot and had some tryout matches. And they really liked what I did, so they gave me a spot on the show. And actually, my first match was in Livonia, Michigan, and it was against Austin Theory. This was back when he was with Priscilla Kelly. And it was actually like a really fun match. I mean, maybe like 5 minutes, but you can actually look, they have it on YouTube, so you can definitely search it. You can see scrawny ass me, and literally, I don't know why I thought wearing trunks was a good idea at that time, but I did. And yeah, that's kind of when I got my foot in the door of Evolve, and like I got my name like known by Gabe Sapolsky and all the guys, all the backstage guys and whatnot. And like, I kind of fell off their radar a little bit, but I know that's only because I wasn't ready. Like, Evolve, like, is such, like, at a higher echelon that, like, I know I wasn't there yet. But that was my goal, because I know Evolve works with WWE, and I want to be in WWE. So that's my next goal. That's where I want to be. And it's actually, like, super ironic, because I work a 40-hour-a-week job, and like, for the first time in years, my bosses gave us all a raise. And I was like, oh, shit, dude, $1,000 raise? I'm like, oh, I'm about to just, I'm gonna get gear. I'm going to put a down payment on the car. I'm going to do this. But, like, literally the same day, not even an hour past that, I get on social media and I see that Evolve is having their very first recruitment camp. And, like, it's going to be in Tampa, Florida. It's $750, but like, you get training from Coach Deeb, Norman Smiley, yeah, Terry Taylor. You get like just a
was
bunch of like
Brookside
NXT
too?
Guys. Oni Lorcan, yeah, Robbie Brookside. Oh no, he wasn't at the one I did. He was at the second one, but Terry Taylor, and then like Sophie Hathaway or
okay,
Malcolm Belvin, yep, and Gabe Spolsky and whatnot. And this entire weekend from Friday to Sunday, we did seminars. We had practice matches, or not practice matches, like legitimate trial matches, but like only in front of the boys. It was still on Facebook Live, and really awkward to wrestle in just in front of the boys for like a trial match, by the way, because you can't, there's no electricity, there's no feel to it. It's just, they liked what they saw of me, and, there wasn't like a guarantee of anybody getting a contract off of the recruitment camp, but Gary Spolsky hit me up and said, hey, are you available for the next two Evolve dates? And I was like, oh yeah, like I'll cancel everything. I don't give a shit. Like, so I had a match with Anthony Green, and the match was like, if I go over, I'm gonna get a contract. And I was like, oh shit, dude, I'm gonna get a fucking contract. Hell yeah. Oh, dude. And then I lost, and I was like, oh, well, shit. Okay. And then Gabe's like, hey, man, great match. Loved it. Good job. See you tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, no contract. Okay, cool. It's fine. No big deal. But I was like, all right, if like I wasn't offered there, I'm going to show up, and I'm going to show up next night. Next night, I had a Fatal 4-Way match. And, man, it was so much fun. It was me, Ruff, I feel terrible for forgetting the other two guys' names, but it was in Indiana. And after that match, Gabe Spolsky offered me a contract, and he's like, you don't have to answer now, but I just want to ask you if you want. I was like, no. Yeah, no, I want it. Yeah. I don't give a shit what the contract says. You can say I'll dress up in fucking pink, like unicorn uniform. I don't care. I want to be here.
Dress up like a rooster.
No, not even a Red Rooster, bro. He could have been the third member of Rainbow Bright.
Oh.
Bro, I would rock the shit out of Rainbow Bright. All
right? Unicorn horn and everything.
I get like some form of like My Little Pony tattoo on my ass because I know that's what the fucking horses on there have. But no, dude, like, and so like, he offered me that contract. And man, being with Evolve has just upped my game so much just because of like the NXT guys that do come up and like they do give us pointers. They do like, they'll like, I some of them like listening on your matches and whatnot. I'm like, hey man, instead of doing that, why don't you do this instead? I'm like, oh, it's beautiful. And being part of like the 10th anniversary special is, that was just mind blowing. Cause obviously like it was like, I was still new, still fresh. And I know it meant so much to a lot of guys that have been there for a very, very long time. And when my match got announced, me, Harlem Vivado, Kurt Stallion, and Sean Maluda in a four-way, I was like, man, I know all four of these guys can get it. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that we're going to put on the best match possible. And that's exactly what happened, man. And in the beginning of the show, like, we all lined up, like, all, like, the newer guys from Evolve, and me and Kurt Stein were sitting next to each other. And me and Kurt, we are, like, really good friends. Like, we go back to, like, when we first started. And we were standing there, and he's like, he looks at me and goes, dude, who'd have thought we would have started at Funky Monkey, which is like a little promotion in Illinois. Love him. He's like, who'd have thought we would have started Funky Monkey and we're wrestling on the WWE Network right now? I'm like, dude, it's insane. And like, we had no idea we were gonna get like the then now forever, like the vignette at the beginning of each like special, like network special. Right. That came on, dude, and the crowd started going up, and like, I look at sound, I was like, you feel that electricity, man? All these goosebumps just going up and down my body, immediately just pouring down sweat, dude. And man, it was amazing. I was so nervous for that match. But then, I don't know if you guys seen it, but like, I hit a dive and I land on my feet. And as soon as I do that, I'm like, cool as a cucumber. I'm like, dude, this is my fucking moment. This is what I did about my entire fucking life. And, yeah, dude, it was just amazing. And when I got to the back, I was so excited. I was like, this is what I've always wanted. I want it. Like, I literally had my first taste of a drug, and I want it back so badly.
So
I'm gonna get it back. I'm gonna get my fix again.
That leads me right into one of my questions too. Like, at this point, you know, I know you faced Arturo Huas from NXT. Tell me a little bit about how you get to mix it up with guys from NXT. Like, what does that do for your game? And, you know, what are your thoughts on your encounters you've had thus far? And how do you think it prepares you going forward?
Well, facing NXT guys, like, it's definitely like a kind of, the way I see it was like, let's see what this kid's got. Like, we're going to throw him to the fire and we're going to see what happens. And like, I was ready for the challenge. I was like, I want to do this. I want to be able to show that, like, I'm able to be a top guy. Because, like, I want to be in the main event. That's what it is. And I want to be one of the top guys involved. And when people buy a ticket, they're like, oh, shit, I want to come to see Stephen Wolf. And, like, being able to do that is just amazing. The match went incredible. He's a hell of a competitor. And, legit, his technique is just fucking flawless. I got my ass whooped. but like, even like the backstage presence of like the NXT guys is so much different than like any other locker room, and for good reason, because they're legitimate professionals, you know, and they're, like I said earlier, they're more than willing to like help out like us younger guys and like our matches and whatnot, and like, oh hey, like critique it and like give us feedback after the matches and whatnot. And like Johnny Gargano would like help us out too. And like Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Drew Gulak, Riddle would help out too. And like, that's just the name, a few of the guys that came and did it. And yeah, dude, it was just awesome. Kind of backpedaling back to the 10th anniversary special, one of my favorite moments in the world was when Paul Heyman came to the back. Like, he came backstage. None of us actually knew he was going to be there. And like, he was getting escorted in or whatever. And like, he was shaking hands, and I shake his hand. I was like, Stephen Wolf, sir, it's an honor to meet you. He goes, oh, Paul Heyman, it's nice to meet you too. And like, the first thing, I didn't say it, but like, the first thing that popped in my head is like, I know who the fuck you are, dude. You're Paul fucking Heyman. You are the man. Like, You don't have to introduce yourself to me. You don't have to shake my hand. Like, I'll just fucking, I'll move if you want me to. I don't give a shit. You want water? You want a Coke? I don't, like. But, dude, I was like, the fact that he was like, oh, hey, I'm Paul Heyman. I was like, that's really humbling. That's really cool that somebody like that, like, higher echelon, everybody in wrestling knows who the hell he is. Like, anybody who's right. Anybody knows mm-hmm. who he is. And he's still like, oh, yeah, my name's Paul. I'm like, no, you're fucking Mr. Heyman. I will not call you Paul ever. But yeah, dude, like the NXT guys are just amazing. Everybody in the backstage of Evolve is amazing, and like the professionalism and the camaraderie is second to none.
Devin,
well, you mentioned Funky Monkey Wrestling. Like I said earlier, I was putting together a little watch playlist of videos of yours, and a lot of them came from Funky Monkey Wrestling. So one. Tell me about Funky Monkey, and two, one of the matches that was on there was you versus Ali, which you guys tore the house down. When did that match take place, and what was that match like for you?
Okay, so to answer your first question, Funky Monkey Wrestling, it was a small company with just more or less local guys that ran in Sterling, Illinois at the Latin American Social Club. And, their storytelling and whatnot for like a small indie was so good. Like the booking was incredible. Bobby Houston, he's so good. And Funky Monkey was like a family, man. Like there's all of guys, we all knew each other. Like we all like knew each other's families and whatnot. And we also, they didn't like have a partnership per se with the Black and the Brave Wrestling Academy. Okay. But like, it seemed like every time somebody graduated from there, they came straight to Funky Monkey. And that's like where I met one of my really good friends, Connor Braxton. He's like one of my really good buddies. That's where we met at Funky Monkey. And that's where I had my first like actual like real push in the company. Like they took me from being like this new flippy guy to like their champ. Like they had a money in the bank, but they call it the monkey in the bank, which you got to grab a barrel full of monkeys.
That's awesome. Like, just so cool. That's fucking awesome.
They had a tag team tournament, but like they call it the top turkey tag team tournament because like it was during Thanksgiving time. And, but yeah, man, like they gave me so many opportunities and like they helped me get so good. And like just my psychology, my pacing, my everything, like, I'm so glad I was able to like just kind of start out with them and like get a feel for like, all right, this is how a main event player should play. And then it was announced that Ali was going to come there after the Cruiserweight Classic. And like, I had a feeling like I wasn't ready, but I was like, screw it. And I kept like training and whatnot. And I talked to the booker and I was like, hey man, listen, I don't know. You probably already have plans for him, but like, I just want to throw my hat in there. If you don't have anybody for Ali, I would like to face him. And he's like, oh no, it was going to be you the entire time. I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. And, actually that match happened, night three of a like four, no, like, yeah. Night three of like a three, match weekend for me. And, so they got straight out of the car, went and Ali actually did a seminar before the show. And I did the seminar and whatnot with him. And then, during the match, like we did some of the stuff in the seminar and like, being able to like be in the ring with somebody of that caliber was really just fucking awesome because Ali is he's so underrated, but he's so fucking good, dude.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't like, agree
right, right. So fucking and like even that match like with so many different things. I'm like, wait, what? Huh? Why would he's like, yo, you do this because of that, and you do this because you did this and that early. I'm like, oh shit, that totally makes sense. And like, I still have stuff that like. From that match that I still like utilize in every single one of my matches and not like either move wise or psychology wise. I still like that match helped me learn so much because it was just like a little sprinkle of what Ali knew. And I know that. And anybody that knew him in the independent scene knows that if you ever seen him in freelance wrestling up in Chicago, then you know, like Ali so good. And like him now being WWE being on 205 Live, killing it every single week. And now be on SmackDown. He's matched.
So you mentioned how that match was like the building block for you. Before we get into our next question, that brings up a perfect time to bring up our sponsor, Stransky & Company. If you're in the market for a house. Stransky & Company is the top producing real estate team that specializes in individual strategy, over-the-top service, and continued success for their clients. They are the real estate easy button. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest, call them at 248-563-9449 or email them at admin@stranskycompany.com. Follow them on all their Instagram and Twitter at Stransky & Company. That's also their Facebook page. And if you need anything else, check out their website at stranskyandcompany.com. All the links are on our website at ko3cpod.com.
Buy a house, people.
Yeah, buy a motherfucking house. All right. We were showing you guys the pictures from the open house the other day. That's all the proof you need. They're putting out quality real estate over here, and they're going to build you a nice home like the building blocks that Steven had with Ali.
Now, I'll tell you
what.
It's called radio tease right there. Good tease.
If I didn't just move into a house, I would definitely call them to get one.
See, 1,000%. See, he hadn't even met Stransky yet, and he's telling you that's where you need to go buy a house. So hit these people up, damn it.
A future Power Ranger just said that shit.
Hit them up.
So, you know, you mentioned the vibe of, like, the Evolve locker room and things of that nature. You know, my question for you is, how does the locker room at Evolve compare to some of the other places you've been? You know, you mentioned... You know, Funky Monkey, you talked about. Didn't you also have a few matches with Ring of Honor as well?
Is this a size comparison question?
What?
When you're looking around the locker room, see if everybody's bigger or smaller than you?
What? How did we go from how does the locker room compare? God damn it.
Any time to interlude, that would be the biggest. That was on time.
I was going to say, I have nothing. I went from like an honest question to like, I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Well played. Well played.
I thought we were doing a Bluetooth commercial.
Oh, man.
Next sponsor.
I got to keep this job interesting.
Dick Pills will be our next sponsor.
Right.
Anyway. Oh, shit. I don't know how you come back from that.
You can segue off of that one. You're good.
I've never actually had any matches with Ring of Honor. Evolve was kind of my first and only like big stage. I shouldn't say that. AAW in Chicago, that was my first like big stage like move when it comes to companies and whatnot. But like the difference between, like I said, Evolve is more like cooperative, and we're more like, oh hey, like help, like. Like anytime somebody gets injured, like we make it a point to like reach out to them and let them know like, hey, we're family. Like we actually care about like how you're feeling, what you're doing and whatnot. And, I know a lot of, like, not like to point them out specifically, but you can tell like a lot of locker rooms in the independents, they're very like clicky. Like you have the guys that are like the names over here. And then you have like the newer guys that are over here that are trying to like kind of listen in, but like don't want to be rude and whatnot. And then you have like the local guy, like it's very clicky independent wrestling as a whole, but Evolve isn't. Like you'll have an NXT guy sitting next to like a newer guy. You know what I mean? Like when I came in, like I had my match with Anthony Green. Like I talked to JD Drake like for a good majority of the night, and like Babatunde from NXT, like he was super cool with me and whatnot. Like. Like it doesn't matter like when you get in there or like how long you've been wrestling or anything like that. Like we're like, oh hey, you love what I love, and that makes us friends. Doesn't matter where you're from or what you did in the past or whatever. It doesn't matter. We're friends and we really like each other. So that's what it is.
Well, that kind of segues into one of the recurring questions. One of the last questions we usually have for our guest is, what is some of your locker room etiquette pet peeves? Like we've heard a litany of things. We've heard wash your balls. Don't bring your girlfriends in there. Don't bring kids in there.
Bring your own wrist tape. Bring your own squirt bottle.
So what would be one of your locker room etiquette things where it's just one of your pet peeves? Don't do this in the locker room where I'm in.
I would say the score bottle and the wrist tape, but I am so guilty of that all the time.
That was one from Josh Briggs. So
Josh Briggs was talking about you then. Okay.
Now we got context to it. Hot damn it.
No, see, at Evolve, I make sure to bring my own wrist tape because I'm like, I don't want to be the unprofessional one in this locker room. Fuck that. But no, I think my biggest pet peeves would be, yeah, like bringing the girlfriends in or like bringing your kids in. Like, I get, like, it's really hard to find a babysitter, and family always comes first. But at the end of the day, like, we're here to do a job, and I can't do my job if you're like, hey, I'm about to go out for a match. Can you watch my kids? Like, that's not my responsibility. You know what I mean? And it's my biggest pet peeve. No shame towel. So, like, having a – we always use a towel, like, to, like, change out of our gear, like, whatever. And, like, just kind of just flipping your balls out there and, like, hey, boys, this is what we're dealing with. Like, I'm like, come on. Nobody wants to fucking see that.
Randy?
Like, I see enough.
There we go.
Holy shit, if you could see live camera right now, bro.
So, basically, you're a wrestler, a Power Ranger, and a babysitter.
Yeah, basically.
This man's multi-fucking talented. If you didn't already know that from watching his matches,
that is the first time we've heard that one too, which actually makes a lot of sense. Which is funny why nobody's mentioned that one up until now,
dude. But like, it hasn't happened in a while. But when it does happen, like me personally, like actually in high school, I did like child psychology, and I wanted to be like a child like psychologist and like therapist and whatnot, because like I love working with kids because they're like our future. Like my childhood wasn't exactly like normal per se, but and I think because of that, like I want to make sure that like kids get the help that they need to get and whatnot. With that being said, kids can be really fucking annoying at times. And like, <I'm> not- and like if I'm in the zone to do my thing, like I'll still like, you know, like, oh, hey, what's up, buddy? And whatever. If it's not a fan, if it's just, like, somebody's, like, kid and whatnot, like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, yeah, like, let me do my fucking thing.
Like, Kev had a question for you.
Like, just.
You ready?
But, yeah, just, like, don't. What's up?
No, finish what you were about to say.
Oh, I was going to say, like, just, like, be a professional. You're coming to the locker room to do a job. It doesn't matter if, like, it's an Evolve locker room or if it's, like, your local indie locker room. Like, it's okay if you're, like, oh, hey. Like, if you bring a kid, like, oh, hey, look, there's so-and-so. Or, like, oh, hey, look, there's that. All right, I'll see, like, have fun at the show. Like, that's fine. No big deal. It's totally cool. Like, seeing kids like that, like, is awesome. They get kind of, like, see us as, like, superheroes. So, like, for them to come through, like, holy shit. It's, like, it's great. But, like, for them just kind of, like, sit, like,
and linger around.
Sit there and just kind of like, yeah, linger and just like mess with everybody and like mess with everybody's stuff and this, that, and the other. Like, don't do that. Come on, man. Like, you wouldn't bring your kid to work every day. You know what I mean? So
quick segue before Kev asks your question. I beg to differ because I had to help our good friend Darius Samuels, who's been on the show a few times, change his girlfriend's tire. And the people from the roadside service showed up in a black Nissan Altima with his kid in the front seat. And literally, I shit you not, showed up to my house, looks at the tools that we got, and goes, man, you guys got better tools than we got. And if you tried all the things like that, then I'm not going to be able to fix it. So I don't know what to tell you guys. They only pay me $12 to come fix this tire.
Wow. Holy shit.
Wow. I've never heard of that in my life and was just like so blindsided. And the fact that he had his kid in the front seat just made it all the more like, what the fuck is going on right now? I just was like, you definitely need to tell your girl she needs new insurance. But Kev, go ahead.
So
hold on real quick, Kev, before you go. That reminds me of a story, and this totally has nothing to do with wrestling. But my mom, her tire popped, and we were at my great aunt's funeral, and it was a total disaster. But we called AAA to fix it, and dude could not get the tire off. And my uncle, he's really good with cars. And he's like, dude, get the fuck out of the way. And literally, like, changed the tire in, like, 2 minutes flat. And he's like, anything they're just about to pay you, you owe me. Get the fuck out of here. Wow. It was just like, I was like, damn, dude, that was rough.
I've just never heard of no shit like that in my life. Like, first of all, how are you going to roll up to fix somebody's tire and you don't have the tools to do it, first of all? Second of all, the fact that you rolled up in the neighborhood, like, just suspect as fuck. Like, the guy rolled up, like, two houses down and is rolling, like, super slow. So we're, like, looking like, who the fuck is this guy? And then he rolls by, rolls the window down with that's got his son in the seat and goes, do you guys need a tire changed? I'm like, what the fuck? Is this real life right now?
Right. Like, what the hell? Anyway, sorry, okay. Dev. Like, yeah, what's your question? Sorry.
I wanted to ask about you training with Harley Race. Like, how was that for you?
Okay, so I don't know how or where the rumor of me getting trained by Harley Race started. I've never met Harley Race in my entire life. Like, I've read it, like, online. Like I said, like, everybody's Googled themselves. I'm not too proud to admit it. And, like, it's like, oh, Stephen Wolf trained with Harley Race and da-da-da. I'm like, huh? Yeah, whatever. Like, no big deal. I don't understand. Like, I first, like, started getting seminars from Tracy Smothers. Now, that was interesting. But, yeah, no, I've never actually been with Harley Race. I mean, I would have loved to have learned from him. Because, like, I obviously, like, he's one of the greats, but I never had the pleasure of being able to train underneath him.
Okay. I'll tell you how it happens. The internet's undefeated, the same way the Ring of Honor should happen. Anyway, let's get back to something that you are doing. So we've got Evolve 137 and Evolve 138 coming up. Give us a little bit of thoughts about that. You guys are going to be in Atlanta and you're going to be in North Carolina. Let us know, you know, do you know what you're doing on those shows and what are your thoughts about that stuff coming up?
Actually, it's super funny that you brought up, like, what I am doing, because I actually won't be at those shows.
Great job, guys.
I mean, hey, man, you can blame Bonjour for that, like, one. But
wow.
No, it's totally fine. Totally fine. Like, I've kept it, like, super low-key. I actually, at the Chicago, the last Evolve show in Chicago, I actually ended up fracturing my leg.
No shit.
And so, like, whoa. Yeah, like, I've been out of commission since then.
So how the fuck did you manage that, is the question.
Right. I can do the dumbest shit, but, like, but anyway. So at the end of the match, dude takes me. Oh, Brandon Taggart. That's his name. Damn it. I love that guy, too. He was in, like, one of the first four-way I was in it, Evolve. But Brandon Taggart, he was supposed to throw me outside of the ring onto Karam and to catch me, but, like, because, like, misplacement and shit, he was gonna throw me one way, but, like, we kept, like, spinning because dude wasn't there, so he spun, and he actually did throw me, which, like, I'm not blaming him for anything. This shit happens. It's a fluke thing. I, like, turned in the air kind of, like, the wrong way, landed on the dude. He caught my upper body, but my calf bashed on the guardrail. And then immediately, ooh, I was like, grab my leg. I was like, oh, this hurts so bad. But me being me and, like, not willing to admit when I'm hurt, and because I'm a dumbass, I was like, oh, no, I'm fine. I can walk it off. So I was walking on it for, like, 3 weeks. And I actually had, like, one show in particular. And I told you, I was like, oh, hey, my left leg's kind of eh, but I'll be fine. And, like, it actually felt good. Like, I was running on it and all that stuff. And then, like, I gave him a kick on my left leg, because I'm left-handed. And legitimately, I was like, oh, damn it. I kicked, pain shot so far up my leg. And I was like, all right, well, right leg it is. And finished the match, and then I went to the doctor, because I was like, okay, something's, like, wrong. And he's like, yeah. He's like, you have a fracture all the way through your fibula. And if you, he's like, ooh, you need to be in a boot, you need to be on crutches, because, like, if you, like, run the wrong way or you take a misstep on some uneven gravel, you could snap it completely. And I was like, oh, that's good to know, considering I was in my best friend's wedding. I wrestled and I've just been working manual labor for the last 3 weeks. But yeah, so wow. I broke my leg. Yeah. So, like, my shit's just, like, fractured, but it's healing up very nicely. Like, I'm able to, like, walk in a walking boot now, and, like, everything is definitely getting better. It's definitely on the upside, but yeah.
So how long are they giving you a timetable
in Atlanta? And what's up, timetable? They told me 6 to 8 weeks. And so that'll be at some point in time in middle November. But the doctor said, Dr. Bakowitz with Unity Point Sports Medicine in Peoria, he is so good and he's super cool. And, like, he, like, understands, like, wrestling, because he actually went to WrestleMania. And he gets it. He's like, I want to make sure you get back as fast as possible because you need to do what you love. And so he's, like, working day and night. And, like, he emails me all the time asking me for updates. I have to let him know, like, anytime, like, something, like, feels weird or if I'm able to do this or I'm able to do that. And, like, it's just, yeah. So I should be good by middle November. I go for a checkup again here in about 2 weeks. And hopefully by then, like, I'll at least the bone will be good to go and I'll be able to get back in ring shape and get back better than ever.
So then you'll be good by the time you come back here to Livonia.
Oh, yeah, so I can whoop your ass and bowl and just like JD Jekyll.
I mean, if you want that.
Shots fired.
Wait, is that happening? Is this happening?
Shots fired.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle. If he wants, shots fired. If he wants that smoke, you can come bring it.
He wants the smoke.
And we'll make sure we get it on video. So even if I do lose, I can do it where it can be seen, but I'm not losing.
You'll probably lose.
Oh, real quick, though. We're going to use bumpers, right? Cause
I got it won then. We're straight.
Get body.
You don't want these problems, bro. I'm gonna be making you wish you still had that boot on.
You know what? On our way here, and I was like, is he still on crutches? And Kyle was like, what? No, I was like, no. I see your tweet, like, yeah, 1,000% better without crutches. Like, okay, he's not.
yeah.
Hey, man, we could get it.
I do not bowl bumpers, for the record. Like, I'm not a great bowler, but I definitely do not bowl with bumpers.
Hey,
right?
Whether you want it or JD Drake wants it, we can get at it, bro.
Tag team action.
You've got my number now, so we can make this happen.
don't worry. We will.
Oh, shit. Let's go. So we know that our guests won't be on there, but just to give you a quick rundown for any of you guys that are listening in the Atlanta area, which I know there are some of you guys because you've been shooting comments on some of the stuff we've been posting, so we appreciate it. Quick little rundown of what you got in Atlanta. NXT GM William Regal is going to be there. You got Austin Theory is going to defend against AR Fox with Ayla. You've got Cassius Ohno versus past guest of the show Josh Briggs. You've got Cameron Grimes versus Kurt Stallion, Babatunde versus Eddie Kingston, Arturo Huas versus JD Drake, Anthony Henry versus Slim J. You've got Leon Ruff versus Sean Maluta and Adrian Alanis and Liam Gray of the Skulk versus Harlem Bravado and Anthony Green with Brandi Lauren. That's your Atlanta show.
And then Tommaso Ciampa and Gargano are going to be down there too.
I mean, dude, we got to meet Tommaso down there. Tommaso's cool, dude. If you aren't going to these Evolve shows and you're in the area, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. But, yeah, I can just speak from the shows that I've seen here in Detroit, and I've got buddies that have went to the shows in New York. Man, if you're anywhere in the area to any of these, whether we're talking about the Atlanta show or the North Carolina show, you need to be there. I think we all would agree on that one.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
So, Kev, Kyle, yeah. You guys have been quiet a little bit. You got any other questions for our guests?
No, because my last question was really shot down.
Kyle, what about you?
Yeah, say something else that I'm not doing. That'd be great.
Being from that area in Illinois, who would be one of your favorite wrestlers that have come out of that area?
Ooh, yeah.
Sorry.
Coming out of Illinois in general?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, like, Mustafa Ali is one of the highest ones. That like are well known. Kylie Rae, she's an absolute sweetheart. Like, her like in ring persona isn't a persona, it's literally just her. She's like super awkward and super funny and just like one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my entire life. There's so many just like young, hungry talent in Illinois and like the surrounding just Midwest area. It's really hard to like narrow down because everybody that I know that is here and like wants it, they're out doing it. They're out like trying to grind, trying to hustle and trying to get with theirs. You know what I mean? So, but like that's well known. Ali for sure.
Okay. Dev?
Well, my last question would be, you were saying that your first match for Evolve was in Livonia, Michigan. Was that May of 2017? You remember?
I'm horrible with dates, but that sounds right.
That's what we did.
Oh, well, just so you know, that was the day that our podcast basically got started. We were all at that show, and that was the show that we decided, hey, we're going to do a podcast. So it's almost like your family now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Still got the
full circle. Yeah, me too, actually. So full circle.
Yeah, so
hey, we all started up that same day. Me and Evolve, you got to the podcast. Damn. It's good to have something in common, right?
Right.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. And last but not least, what were you going to say, Dev?
No, but I'm saying if this bowling challenge is definitely happening, I have to make my way back up there for this.
Oh, and we'll over there.
I'm about
bring
it.
Your ass. Bring your ass. Bring your ass.
If Mr. Wolf is about this challenge, we can get at it when you come to Detroit.
Don't lose, well, motherfucker. Yeah, the show's credibility's on. Don't lose, goddammit.
If I lose, it's because I let him win.
Up in Michigan. Yeah, my mom actually lives up in Michigan, so I'll probably be visiting at that time, too. So, like, I'll just be up there chilling. But, yeah, no, I'll fuck you guys up. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. It's on now.
I love a challenge. My last question for you was, you mentioned in the match you broke your leg that you were wrestling against another past guest of the show for us in Karim. Do you have any thoughts on him, and would you like to tangle it up with him again?
That dude's too fucking strong. I hate it so much. He's like, just ridiculously strong. No, dude, he's only been doing it for 5 months now, or 5-6 months. And he's like really good. He gets shit that like I know I didn't get when I was 6 months in. And yeah, no, I would love to actually wrestle him one on one. And because I feel like we could just do a lot of good shit. Like at one point in time in the match, like he did like a pop up to me. And dude, like I had some hang time. I was up there, I checked my watch, I like waved at somebody in the third row, like yeah, like I said, dude's stupid strong, and I would absolutely love to be able to wrestle with him again.
Yeah, Carl, he's from the area. I know I've seen him wrestle a lot, and I told him, like, dude, you got it, man. He told me how long he's been wrestling. I'm like, dude, you seem like you've been wrestling for, like, 4 or 5 years.
Right.
So,
yeah, he's super good. Super good.
So, Gabe Sapolsky, I know you're going to listen to this, just like we always tell Mike Blackwell. We're not trying to book your shows or anything, but hello.
Message.
Would that be?
Oh, that's like, I love that movie so much.
What a great way to end the show. And just so you guys know, because I know plenty of you guys that are listening to the live feed or are going to check this out on podcasts are definitely going to be messaging me saying that I need to accept this challenge. Just know, if you're listening to this, I fucking accept. I'll take on Stephen Wolf and JD Drake. I don't give a fuck.
And your team going to be there supporting you.
Here's the thing. I'm either going to beat you, or my leg was bothering me that day.
Ah, no, you can't do that shit.
Add some stakes to it.
Oh, fuck all that. Off.
Like, so I'm just letting you know right now. Like, my leg might be bothering me that day. So, you know.
Add stakes to it.
Well, we'll make a friendly wager out of this. If loser buys the first drink after Evolve.
I don't drink actually that much anymore, but if I do.
Me neither.
For October, you lying son of a bitch.
Sorry. When I do win, you got to buy me Tim Hortons.
All right, that's fair. I can do Tim Hortons.
Nice.
You've heard the stakes. If I lose, I got to buy donuts. If he loses, he's got to buy a beer. Either way, be stay at 2 to our YouTube. For that, we'll for sure end up there. Kev, Kyle, and Steve, before we let you get out of here, man, let everybody know where they can find you on social media and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like I said earlier, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at StephenWolf309. That's StephenWolf309. I try to make it as easy as possible for people to find me. And, yeah, you can check me out at, like, every Evolve show once my leg heals up. I cannot wait to get back, and make sure you guys do go to Atlanta and North Carolina this weekend and check out Evolve, because it's like an action packed, and GM William Regal is going to be there, and just being able to meet him and like actually talk to him for a little bit is going to like just blow your guys' mind. So please go check out Evolve this weekend. Like just support independent wrestling as a whole. If you guys have a local promotion, go to it, go see them wrestle, because those guys are hungry and they really want to be known. Because I know exactly how that feels, and please don't sleep on those guys, because you will find a diamond in the rough. I guarantee you, no matter what show you're at, unless, like, everybody on the flyer is wearing a t-shirt, then
then you probably aren't going to enjoy it too much, just saying.
No, you definitely will not enjoy it too much. But, like, if you go to a reputable, like, local indie, do it. You'll love it. Trust me. You'll see stuff that you don't see on TV every week.
Steve, we're going to hold you on the line. We're going to talk to you after we get done here. Kev, Kyle, throw your social media out real quick. Let everybody know where they can find you.
On Facebook, it's Kevin D. Russ. Subscribe to the Reality Era news page.
Spit it out, guy.
Got it.
Why did Randy look up every when you
Monday,
said that?
Every Monday.
Next.
Fuck you, Randy.
Hell yeah, you cut him off. That is awesome. Kyle, Kev's turn's already gotten cut, so it's your turn.
You can find me at Team Chaos, KAYOS, on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find my other show, Wakanda Podcast Is This, Bleaker, Radio Podcast, Apple, Google, Anchor, Discord. You can find it everywhere.
Dev?
You can find me on Twitter at DevinThe63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. Make sure you watch every day, Monday through Friday, at 12:05 Central Time, 1:05 Eastern Time, right here on the same feed where I do my 12:05 live, talk about various topics, wrestling and MMA.
You're a Central Time Zone guy now.
And you can find me you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout. Make sure you're following the show at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram. On our website, KO3CPod.com, we've got our full backlog episodes. You got Booker T on there. You got Bruce Pritchard. You got Eric Bischoff. You got Human Tornado. You've got all kinds of people, Congo Kong and more. So make sure you check that out. And, yeah, man, make sure you're following the show and check out our YouTube as well, as we're going to be also bringing you, as it debuted after UFC 243, after all the big fights and pay-per-views, you'll have knockouts and three counts after the bell. So stay tuned.
Yeah, buy a house, people.
Yes.
The intro music is More, More, More by Punch Deck.
Shout out to Punch Deck.
That sounds,
and with that said, since Tony can't take my shit, fuck your couch. Even though I stole it too.